Ed Gein's reign of terror in the 1950s included murder, grave robbing, and reportedly even cannibalism. It was the inspiration for the movie Psycho, and now it's the inspiration for something else. Steve Russell is one of the Appleton-based producers of Ed Gein, the musical.
Sweeney Todd, a bit of Rocky Horror Picture Show, a bit of Little Shop of Horrors, you know, all the kind of horror musicals that are out there, and I'm guessing a college crowd is going to be our general audience.
The movie is being shot on what Russell calls a micro budget, employing 19 actors, many of them from the Fox Valley. The community of Omro has opened its arms, allowing the producers to turn its historical society museum into a set resembling the mental hospital where Gein spent his last years. But one Wisconsin community wants nothing to do with the film, Plainfield, where Ed Gein committed his grisly crimes.
Plainfield still is very much against this. There have been 4 Gein movies in the last few years, and they've fought every one of them.
And Russell admits reaction has been mixed for the idea of a comedy horror musical based on real life.
It gets a reaction out of everybody, that's for sure. It seems like a lot of people laugh. Some people are upset with it.
How do you react when people tell you this is in bad taste and shouldn't be done?
I think everyone has the right to their opinion.
Don't look for Ed Gein the musical at your local theater. Its producers are shooting for a DVD release or a sale to a cable network. I'm Glenn Mobrick for Wisconsin Public Radio News.